It is First Bank of Wyoming Sports Friday on SVI Radio, Swift 98 and The Spur. Don't get hooked. Find tips that might help prevent you from falling for a scam online at GoFirstBank.com. Be aware of these red flags found online at GoFirstBank.com. Duke and Dow with you in studio, and Coach Ty Draney joining us today to talk about the annual El Vaquero Loco. Emphasis on the loco when it comes to this race. Ty, good morning. How are you today?
Doing great. Good to talk to you guys.
Ty, thanks for taking a few minutes for us. For those that aren't familiar with Vaquero Loco, it is a ultra marathon and a 25K and a 50K variety. How many years have you been organizing this in the Star Valley area now?
This is year 21 of 21. We got on a roll.
Wow. And kind of talk to us about that journey. 21 years of this, because it still seems like it's brand new, but 2 decades plus says otherwise.
Well, it does seem like every year that we surprise people, and they come for a quiet day up at Cottonwood Lake, and they end up with 250 of their friends they never knew they had joining them, and various states of decay and tiredness. It's 21 years in a row. We even managed to make it through the COVID year by jumping through all the hoops. And so, shout out to all the volunteers and the make it happen. We've got crews out there that have been there almost every year. And so, it's kind of a community event, and everything that we make, any proceeds we make goes towards a track and cross country and opportunities for kids to travel and go to some of these big meets and a few things to help subsidize those sorts of events. So,
well, Coach, that's
a labor of love.
That's exactly what I was going to ask you. Go take us back to 2004 when you started this event for the first time. What was the reason you started it? And then what's the reason you still do it 21 years in the running? Because I can't imagine it's an easy thing to put together.
Well, I probably shouldn't be discussing that the week of, probably. it's like everything. I try not to make any drastic decisions. It's kind of like the last few weeks of school. You just got to kind of bear down and get through it, get to that point. We just started it. I was just kind of starting my own ultra career, and wanted to bring people here to the Salt River Range to kind of share my backyard. And the very first year we did it, we had nine whole people sign up. So I actually ran it that year so that we'd have 10. It was a little easier on my ego, to get double figures. and it's grown and evolved from there on out. So and I think currently we have about 226 people signed up to run, and so it'll be a great day in the mountains on Saturday.
Is that the most you've ever had, Ty? Is that the highest number?
Our current permit allows for 250. We're kind of in that ballpark, right? So we only sign up that many, and we have no shows and a few things, and a few people we do offer if they have an emergency or an injury or something, we'll give them an option to run it the very next year. So we've kind of been in that ballpark for a while now.
You talk about all the different people who have helped over the years and the different jobs and things that they do. What goes into what some of those people do? Because obviously one of the things is you got to know where you're running. I know you're working on that as we speak. And then also you've got, heaven forbid, somebody gets hurt, but sometimes it happens. Kind of talk about some of those things that you have to have for a race like this.
There's a lot of moving parts for sure, including, medical plans when you need those. We actually had several pretty severe injuries last year. We had a severe break where a couple of the cross kids and the doctor on staff helped carry the runner back to where we could get him in a car and get him back. And then we had another gentleman who actually had a stroke at the finish line, and again diagnosed by that same doctor, and so we were able to get him to the hospital and get him on the road to recovery. And so just some of the things, and marking the trail and permitting and the people that stay out there all day and night. The aid stations aren't exactly accessible, so we have to backpack them in or horse pack them in. So shout out to those guys. Joe Wetzel, I think this is his 19th or 20th year that he's been with us helping up at Crow Creek Lakes. McKay Erickson and his crew who do all the horse packing and are fondly known as the Cowboy Aid Station. And then the Robert Hood and his family, I think, talking to him yesterday, getting him some stuff, was this is 7 years now they've been helping out. Good friend of mine, Grant Nicholas from Driggs. And, yeah, it's kind of, just kind of a big crew, and we just kind of keep evolving and trying to keep the event alive and like I say, keep people coming to check out the trails in the Salt River Range.
Coach Ty Draney with us on First Bank of Wyoming Sports Friday this morning. So, Coach, remind us the logistics of this. What is the anticipated course? It sounds like that's always something you're working on, but kind of generally speaking, where do you run, and how do people get involved? Remind us the date, all those types of things.
So, yeah, we're always this first Saturday in August is when we're when we hold the race, and so there's actually two race distances. We've got a 50K or just over 30 miles. They will start at Cottonwood Lake Saturday morning at 6 a.m., and they'll head up the North Fork Trail up and over the top, what the snow machiners call the big ridge there that they fondly call Balls, and down into the head of Crow Creek, up to Crow Creek Lakes, up out of there into Swift Creek, all the way down to Intermittent Spring parking lot, and then they retrace their steps and go back the other direction. We've lengthened in the last few years of some busing issues. With the 25K has become just over 31K, and they'll start at 7 a.m. Down actually on the south entrance of Canyon View Park and Monroe Street right there, and they will run up, and they'll do that same route, but they'll get in that back part. So we kind of got two races going simultaneously, both with the goal of getting done by 6 p.m. On that evening. So it will be out there until they get back.
Now, Ty, I know how you ultra marathoners and cross country runners operate. Do you tell them it's 31Ks, or you just tell them it's 25K and that they're just extra tired?
Oh, well, for being a little bit crazy, runners are pretty smart and they're good at math. So we try to keep it on the up and up. You know, some will accuse us that it's a little long or a little short according to their GPS watch or whatever, but we're right in close there, so we can keep track of them.
Also, Ty, you talked about how this helps the cross country and track and field teams kind of do some different specialized events and things like that. Kind of talk to us about this summer and your high school runners and Christmas coming up in less than a month.
We're just a few weeks out. I think we feel like we've had a really, really great summer. We've had a few changes. Coach Lorch moved, and so we brought up Coach Sharman from the middle school. He's helping us out. I had Coach Bond help there at the middle school. We've had a few changes. The Shark Camp that we did for 20 years is no longer in existence. So this last weekend we hosted a little camp down McCoy Creek, and it turned out pretty well. We had one of my former college teammates is coaching at a charter school in Missoula. He brought some kids down. We had a few kids come from Firth, and the food was great. And it was pretty fun. We had a couple guest speakers, a couple of the fastest ever to do it in Wyoming. So Sydney Thorvaldson was gracious enough to come over from Rawlins, and she's home for a little while this summer and talk to the kids about being a collegiate runner. And after her 10th place finish at NCAA 10K in track this spring, and then the famous local Peter Visser came and talked with the kids about, you know, racing well and racing consistently. And so, yeah, we feel like the kids have been doing that. Been getting in lots of miles, and we're just kind of building and getting ready for Christmas to get to kind of sharpen our skills and test out that summer fitness racing some other teams.
Star Valley High School cross country track and field coach Ty Draney and the 21st annual El Vaquero Loco tomorrow. And it's going to Coach Draney. We appreciate your time as always. Best of luck to you. and hopefully a little less injuries this year around, sounds like, huh? That's the goal?
Yeah, yeah. Fingers crossed. But, yeah, we're looking forward to it, and hopefully we can get him over the hill and back safely this year.
First Bank of Wyoming Sports Friday on the SBI Radio Network.